If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
All right, Dakota, 508. We'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A hiking trail in New York has been shut down due to an unusual behavior by local moose population.
What's the unusual behavior?
I don't know.
Are they being aggressive immediately?
Yes.
What is unusual? Juggling?
Very territorial.
Yeah. Which moose are not known for being very nice creatures. So,
that was my thought.
Right? It's like, yeah. I avoid moose at all costs. Right?
Yeah.
So
I guess these are even more aggressive than the averagely aggressive.
And maybe
moose.
They're going out looking for trouble. Maybe that's what it is.
Like kids.
Moose won't walk away from a fight. They will definitely charge into it. However, I wonder if these ones aren't like
looking for something.
That's right.
All right.
Who can I mess up as a moose?
Moose gangs.
Moose are freaky, dude. And they're giant.
They are.
They are shockingly big.
You know.
Little spindly legs.
Jesus. There's a mystery illness infecting a Royal Caribbean cruise, causing vomiting in several passengers.
And they don't know what it is.
They have no idea.
Isn't it the same one they always get?
Norovirus?
Yeah.
That's usually diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't the poop cruise all over again. This is the
vomit cruise.
Unswallowing cruise.
Yes, unswallowing. Yeah. Great unswallowing.
As my brother and I like to say, a reversal of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. A reversal of fortune.
Yeah.
There's a theory going around that our universe is the interior of a black hole.
That'd be cool.
I mean,
I got a universe on my backside.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we only know we know what we know.
Right.
We don't know what we don't know.
I mean, honestly, we could be electrons.
Right. We could be a
one
cell.
One giant human's leg. We have no idea.
Yeah,
no.
I've wondered that.
I think about it sometimes.
It could be anything. That's the thing. We just know what we know, but yeah.
We could be our own quantum verse, man.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't be cool. Why? That'd be wild, man.
Well, yeah.
This could be hell.
It could. I've wondered that too. Like, are we in purgatory?
Right? Like, maybe we don't know. It's like, what the hell did I do in that last life?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're living in hell.
Right. Oh, no, this is it. Wouldn't that suck? That, you know, we have this image of hell as fire and brimstone and being prodded by demons and whatnot, and, you know, you're burning and it sucks. What if this is it? Like, no, hell is just a 9-to-5.
you pay taxes.
With the corrupt people owning everything and controlling everything. And,
you're all humans, but we're going to figure out ways to make you guys hate each other.
That's right. We're gonna poison your food supply so you're constantly sick. We're gonna make profits off of your illnesses so that we continue to do that.
Yeah, and maybe heaven's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know what mine is?
What is yours?
Every day is a Saturday in the fall. There's big games on.
Starts it with a PSL and finishes it with a Miller Lite at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Heaven.
It's every Saturday, and it's also warm enough to go swimming, but chilly at night.
Watches game day in a blanket.
Right. Lee Corso hasn't aged a day in my heaven.
Saban's still out there killing it.
Right. There's baseball playoffs.
All
at the same time.
Super Bowl Sunday, baseball playoff.
Maryland's making a run at the national title.
No. The Seahawks win every game.
Maybe crockpot food.
Crockpot food.
That's another great day.
Oh, anyway, no.
I wake up every day and I don't know. I'm just like, oh, game day.
I've got 6 TVs in my room and they've all got a different sport on. There's the F1 race.
Right. They all line up perfectly. That's so I can watch all of them.
That's right. He's got Shane Gillis on his couch next to him.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Welcome to heaven. Ted's heaven.
Ted's heaven.
He just rolls in with that
That's
tractor.
That's a TV show I'd watch.
That Bud Light tractor
Ted's heaven.
Full of all those ice chests. Come on, buddy. A new study is finding some success with combining kitchen bacteria and stevia as a good option to fight pancreatic cancer.
Whatever works.
What's
kitchen
stevia?
Bacteria.
Yeah. Is that a sweetener?
Oh, that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
You combine the two. The countertop goo and that somehow saves your life.
Yeah, fights pancreatic cancer.
I want to know how these people figure some of this stuff
out. I don't know.
you know what, if we take the scum off the kitchen counter and
Jimmy licks counters and he's good.
He's still doing good.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes he drools and his eyes cross, but other than that, if you kick him in the shin, he'll come back.
He's got liver failure, but his pancreas is fine.
Snap right back, just kick him in the shin.
I never seen him with a cold.
He
ain't got no measles.
Keep licking that counter, Jimmy. You do you, man.
He gets pink eye a lot.
Handkerchief in every pocket.
Why?
Why not pancreatic cancer?
One's for showing, one's for blowing. According to science, dogs might not be judging human behavior. I didn't know that was something we were worried about.
I absolutely am not.
You don't wonder what Molly's thinking about you?
No. All she's thinking is, I love you. I love you.
Are you sure?
I love you. I love you. Pet me. Right. Pet me. Whatever you do, pet me now. Rub my belly. You are awake. Rub my belly.
I love you. Get up and eat a vegetable.
I do not judge you.
His masturbation technique is terrible.
That's what your cats were saying about you, Miles.
He thinks everyone's left the house. I'm right here.
Stepping on your iPad. Like, quit watching that filth, man. Come on. There have been babies born from the DNA of three people.
That is interesting.
They're looking into that.
But why?
I don't know.
Why would you want to do that?
We're just checking it out.
How many different people can you combine to make one baby? Are we trying to set a goal? Hey, we're up to 100.
I'm the DNA of 100 people.
I mean, like, why? I don't get it.
You could make the perfect football player, man.
Ooh, there you go. Right? But what if he doesn't want to play football?
I think we found out in a couple of years there's going to be an absolute unit getting pumped out.
Oh, yeah?
You think?
Well, there's an NFL lineman that just married Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's going to be a phenom.
Yeah, absolute unit.
God.
What if, like, I like chess?
That kid's going to thud on the ground when it's born.
Here I am.
Comes out the helmet on.
That's right.
Put me in, coach. Like he's running out of the tunnel.
Brock Lesnar's WWE theme plays as he's falling out.
That's a guy's like a guard for the 49ers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, you see that picture, just like, I mean, she's an Olympic record setting shot putter. Yeah. It's just like, that kid's going to be strong.
Aaron Donald, hold my shoes.
Oh, damn.
Americans are still gaining weight in spite of burning more calories than ever. Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not. That should be something that we look into. But we'll forget about it.
No, lick your countertops.
That's right. Just lick your countertops.
Like Jimmy.
Roll out a lot of stevia right there on the counter. A new study shows that dogs have distinct preferences about what's on TV.
Yeah, they sure do. Certain dogs, I mean, dogs like watching television. Depends on the show. I had a cat that loved Bob's Burgers.
Nice.
One of the voices just intrigued Larry. I don't know which one it was, but he was just, I don't know if it was Eugene
Meerman.
I don't know who it was, but somebody on there, like, she was mesmerized.
Okay.
Cat loved it. Well, he was.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
That's a great, you know, kitty cat TV show.
Oh, of course, yeah. Designed for cats.
That's right.
Designed for cats.
Am I a cat?
Yes. If you like Bob's Burgers, you are a cat.
You've got some cat tendencies, Ted.
You lick yourself all the time.
You do.
Time to clean.
Take naps on the couch.
Swat at people for no reason.
Drinking milk.
You purr when I scratch your back.
I do. That is very true. Most people don't know that.
And you poop in sand.
Right. You attack me when I scratch your tummy.
Every night around 1 a.m. I go...
You take a dump in the litter box as soon as I clean it. Dom. He does that. Every time I clean that doggone litter box. Every time.
But don't you like to poop in a fresh toilet?
Yes, but every time. I swear, he waits, dude. He holds it. He's like, I know he's about to do it soon. Or at least, maybe he forgot. Like, oh, that's right. I remember what I have to do.
Well, if you're going to make the bed for me, I'm going to wait all day till you do it to crawl in.
Oh, like, damn. A man in Colorado went in for a routine eye surgery, but ended up dying on the table, Miles.
What in the hell happened there?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the band Coldplay.
Yeah.
All right.
You probably already heard, but in case you hadn't, they were playing a show in Massachusetts on Wednesday night. And it turns out that if you go to a Coldplay concert, much like being at, say, an NBA basketball game, they have a kiss cam. I don't know what the song is, but I guess they've been doing it the entire tour. Well, anyway, they did a kiss cam, and it showed a couple up on the Jumbotron, a man swaying with his arms around a woman. But right as they realized that they were on the Jumbotron, the dude ducks down as though you didn't see him there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the woman turns away. And then to make matters worse, Chris Martin, and a lead singer, Coldplay, he's at the microphone. He even says, quote, "Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay. Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy." Well, it was the former. And they just got outed for having an affair. The thing is, if the guy hadn't ducked down, the video would not have gone viral.
Correct.
But the video went viral. And like anything, the internet sleuths pieced it together. So the guy, his name is Andy Byron. He's the CEO of a tech company. And the woman he's with is a co-worker at the company who works in HR. She's the, quote, chief people officer, which is not
doing
his wife.
She's doing a hell of a job.
Oh, yeah. So he's in a bit of trouble there.
And apparently Chris Martin, when another couple later got shown up, he said, "Are you a couple?"
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.